Mission work halts after planes are damaged in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Two powerhouse ministries merge for Ethiopian outreach, and a scripture interactive devotional targets kids. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Recent violence in Kinshasa, Democratic Republic of Congo, has affected the work of Mission Aviation Fellowship. Nearly 600 loyalists of Jean-Pierre Bemba, who lost the presidential election, were defeated by government troops. Bemba has been arrested on treason charges. MAF's Garth Peterson describes how it affected them.
Two of our three airplanes were damaged in the fighting last week, and although they were in the hangars, a couple of stray rounds came through and damaged the airplanes.
According to Peterson, staff members were temporarily displaced but are all safe. The violence did cause flights to be canceled.
There was one lady that we had planned to do a medevac flight for up in the northern part of the country, and we were unable to do that because of the damage and the airports were closed. And unfortunately, I just found out that this lady passed away.
Meanwhile, Sri Lanka's lengthy internal conflict has intensified again. In the last 2 weeks, 136,000 people are now seeking protection in refugee camps. Eight Gospel for Asia missionaries and at least 83 of their church families are among them. More than 4,000 people have been killed in the last 15 months in government versus Tamil Tiger violence. GFA leaders see this as an opportunity to share the hope they have in Christ with their fellow refugees. Pray that many will respond during this time of conflict. You're listening to Mission Network News. The merger between Buckner International and Bright Hope, a ministry in Ethiopia, has jump-started outreach growth by 3 years. Both a literal and figurative cornerstone of this merger is the construction of an education center in Bantu. Buckner's Randy Daniels.
Part of this education center that we're partnering with Bright Hope to do will include a church, water well. We will increase capacity of the health clinic. We'll develop a community center that will also provide basic education literacy for the adults living in that city. And then we're also going to build and operate a baby home.
Daniel says the timeline stretches between this August to next September. In a region filled with desolation and poverty, the contrast between religion and faith is stark.
When they haven't eaten for 3 days, that's a reality they face. We bring in ministry that provides for that need. And in providing for that need, we develop relationships with people, and then we can share over time the true gospel.
Next, the International Bible Society is inviting kids to interact with the big story. Their devotional approach to the Bible awakens kids' mental, physical, social, spiritual, and artistic senses. IBS's LaRue Anderson says living the story helps make Bible reading and devotions a way of life.
There's this window of time that is really quite critical for children. Some call it the 4 to 14 window. If we want to be very effective in reaching the current generation, it's just so critical that we produce pieces that can effectively reach children, because they're at a point in their life where they're making so many life changes.
Early efforts were met with wild enthusiasm, which prompted IBS to make it available on the web.
We've started this in Latin America, and now we have translated them all into English. We have made them available on our IBS website. We're also expanding this into 5 different countries in Africa. We've also done a version in Thai.
And Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is thanking God for many Native Americans who've turned their hearts to Christ as a result of their On Eagle's Wings outreach. Their most recent youth event saw 30 young people commit their lives to Christ. The Spring Break Ministry features Native American believers using youth events, personal testimonies, and one-on-one relationships to point Native American youth to Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available First Call's reunion CD called Rejoice, featuring a cappella hymns, fresh arrangements making yesterday's favorites come alive for the next generation. Get your free CD by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828 or get the First Call CD at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.